Shalom to all. Today we're going to Yerushalmi Beit Zav, Perek Dalet, the middle of explaining Halacha Gimel, and the article of Tzuris Daf. It's on Laman Hamad Aleph, about 7 lines off from the bottom, with the words Tani Reb Chiya, and the article of Tzuris Daf. It's at the top of Laman Ches Hamad Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Biakam Moshe, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And we keep discussing what's allowed to be used as firewood on Yom Tif, and the general idea is that if it was Muchan, if it was prepared beforehand, it could be used. But if it's not, because for whatever reason it was Muktza, such a thing was designated for something else, and therefore it's not allowed to even be moved on Yom Tif. Therefore, one can't use it on Yom Tov for firewood. So the Gemara continues, Tani Reb Chiya, Brass from Reb Chiya, Masikin Ba'eichlin, Avalei B'Klipein, Avalei B'Galinein. One could use food as firewood, maybe it's dried out or something like that, and so it would be helpful to be used as firewood. So that could be used because one is allowed to be metaltal, the food itself, but one is not allowed to use the klipa, which is the shell, or the galin, which is the pit. And that's because they're mukta. They weren't mukhan beforehand, they're mukta on Yom Tov, so they can't be used. Now we have a story about this. Rav, Hava Yosef Kumi Reb Chiya Rabba, Rav was sitting in front of Reb Chiya Rabba, Vava Achilin, he was eating, Vava Mischami. He saw that he was throwing the shells and pits into the oven, but really, Vizar Kumi Tefaya, he was just throwing them before the oven. They were landing right beforehand, they weren't actually landing inside. Now, Amalei Ruchi Rabba, Ruchi Rabba told him, Hachazraik, here you should throw, meaning only throw it before the oven. As we just said before, you're not allowed to use the klipa or the galin as firewood. So Amalei, he asked Ruchi Rabba, Ma ben hacha, ma ben hacha, what's the difference here and there? Why not throw it into the oven? What's the problem? So Amalei Ruchi Rabba responded to him, Ben Picha, which is an expression that means Ben Gedolim, son of great people. Achreihem, achreihem, we go after them, which means we follow the Kanz Chachamim, who had said that we're not allowed to use the pit as firewood, and therefore you can throw it to right before the oven, but not inside. Now, Laman Haman Bey's on top. We have another explanation of what possibly could have happened. Let's just remember that really he didn't throw it into the oven in the first place, but according to those who had thought that maybe he did throw it into the oven, how do we understand this? Or Chanina said, Oichla Havazarak, he was actually throwing food into the oven, not the pit. And Ravim Bavlaya, Ravim from Bavel said, it was actually during the week, and Amar Leir Rav Chiya Rabba had told him Keneged Kain Aser B'Yamtif, that if you were to do this on Yamtif, it would be Aser. Since it's the week, it's fine, just don't do this on Yamtif. We get to explain the Mishnah, which had said V'lo B'Kurdum, no cutting wood with an axe on Yamtif. Now the Beis Rabbi Yana Amrin, the Beis Rabbi Yana, they said Mevakan B'Kurdum, one could use an axe, and Tanar B'Shea Rabbi Shaya teaches in Brass as well, Mevakan B'Kurdum, one could use an axe, and Shmuel Amar, he says Halacha K'mishu Oyim Mevakan B'Kurdum, that's actually the Halacha. Now Tanar B'Shea Rabbi Shaya, Rabbi Yosef Ben Cooper Amar Mishum Rabbi Lozman Ben Shemua. Beishamai Oysun, Beishel Matirin, Beishamai Asers Akordum, and Beishel Matirs. It must be that our mission is Beishamai, and these Brises would be going like Beis Hillel. Continue to explain the mission. It said Vloib Magal, not with a sickle. Now here we have Steven Brises, Istanai Tony Mavakin. If a Brises says that we could use a sickle to cut wood, but Istanai Tony, those that teach Ain Mavakin, that we're not allowed to use it, and how do we answer this Stira? Amr Chizda explains, Madon Mavakin, the one that says that we could use a sickle, but Magal Shal Yad. That's just a regular hand sickle, which is a fairly standard tool, and so it's okay to use on Yom Tov. Whereas Madon Ain Mavakin, the one that says that's not to be used, but Magal Shal Katzir, this is a professional's tool that's meant for harvesting and cutting branches down, and that's why it's not allowed to be used on Yom Tov. Now, we have another student, Brises, is Tanya Tani. There's a Brises that says, Mephasasin Bekilkalin, the one's allowed to separate hair that got tangled, and it's Tanya Tani in Mephasasin. Those that teach it, one is not allowed to separate this hair. Once again, Amr Chizr Chizda explains, Manda Amr Mephasasin, the one that says that the hair is allowed to be separated, Babari, that's talking about healthy hair where there's no fear that it's going to be pulled out. Whereas Manda Amr Mephasasin, the one that holds it's not allowed to be separated, Batash, that's talking about weak or sickly hair that will most definitely get pulled out, and that's a problem of Tilish. We have another Stephen Brises, Estonian Tony, there's a teaching of Brisa, Mailin Atse Besamim, the one's allowed to roll aromatic wood, Besamim wood, as in order to release the fragrance, whereas Estonian Tony, those that teach Ain Mailin, one's not allowed to do this. And here we have an answer to the Stira, Madar Mailin, one says it's allowed to be done, Bilachim, that's talking about where it's moist, whereas Madar Ain Mailin, one that says not allowed to be done, Bivation, as if it's dry, and that's because as he's rolling it in order to release the fragrance, he ends up smoothing out and turning into a nicely formed toothpick, and so that's like basically making a kli, and that's what it's usher to do. Continuing with another steer, it's turning to this teacher in Brazil, Laman Vavam Ralph on top, Mematkin es a chardol begacheles, once allowed to sweeten mustard seed with a coal, and it's turning to in Mematkin, there's a hole that one's not allowed to sweeten it with a coal. And here as well, we have an answer between these two Brises. Pay attention to the little gear switch we have here, Manda Amar Ein Mematkin, the one who holds that you are not allowed to sweeten the mustard seed with coals, that's Bishanosna Agabe Agacheles, as if a person puts the seeds on the coal, that partially extinguishes it. Whereas Uman to Amar Mimatkin, the one who holds it, it is allowed to be sweetened. Bishanasan es hagacheles olav, that's where the coal is put on the seed. And lastly, Istanayotani, there's a teaching of Braisa, Shafnes hakesef bekartikun, the one's allowed to rub silver with kartikun, which is a dirt of sorts, according to some, it comes from wine barrels, and it's able to scrape down silver, making it nice and shiny. So there's one Braisa that teaches one is allowed to do this to silver on Yom Tif, whereas Istanayotani ain't shafin, one says the one is not allowed to rub the silver. What's the answer in the seeming stira. Man d'amar shafin, the one who holds, one is allowed to rub the silver with this. That's b'shinas nami erev yamtif. If this dirt of sorts was put into water erev yamtif, that's fine. Then it could be used on yamtif. Whereas man d'amar ain shafin b'shinas to be yamtif. That's if it was put in on yamtif. That's because putting this dirt into water on yamtif is the isser of lisha, of kneading. And therefore, as long as it was put into the dirt before yamtif, so the lisha, this kneading, if you will, which is basically preparing this dirt for use, one's done before yamtif. So on yamtif, it's allowed to be used to rub down the silver, because the actual rubbing of silver is not any sort of isser. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.